A picture is worth a thousand words. We've all heard that adage, right? Now many writers are starting to see the value of images too. And some of them say it has spawned a new form of creative writing called the video essay. Interlochen Public Radio arts reporter Dan Wanchura reports.
Before 2007, Kevin B. Lee says he was just a dime a dozen blogger writing about film. But then Lee started narrating his film reviews in videos he produced and then posted online.
You know, YouTube was just coming into its own, and so I had a platform to put videos up.
Now, Lee is the chief video essayist for the film site Fandor, and he says he wouldn't be there if he hadn't begun making video essays.
It doesn't take much to just write a blog, but when you have something new and distinctive that sets you apart from what other people are doing, then yeah, definitely got the attention of, well, first it got the attention of other film critics, because then they were like, oh, wow, I want to be able to do this.
Lee keeps track of video essays about film and at the end of the year highlights some of the better work he's seen. But in 2015, he says that task was impossible, at least for one person. There were just too many video essays. At the end of last year, Lee wrote that the video essay experienced its supernova moment.
2015, I guess, is when this became enjoyable to people, not just to watch, but to make. You know, it went from just, oh, wow, these are fun to watch, to like, oh, I can actually make these myself.
Here is this, I think this is the worst poem that's ever been committed to celluloid. So here it is, about 2 minutes long. It's called Autumn Wind.
John Bresland is a writer and a filmmaker who lectures at Northwestern University. Today, he's teaching creative writing students at Interlochen Arts Academy about video essays. As an example, he shows an old NFL film called Autumn Wind.
The autumn wind is a pirate. Blustering in from sea.
Even though Bresland calls it the worst poem committed to celluloid, he says it's really easy to get sucked into the imagery of football players being knocked around to music. And that's precisely the point he wants to make.
Media elements can change the mood of the audience. And when you change the mood of the audience, you change the way they think. So those media components, those mood changers, they exist in writing too, but they operate differently because they are different. They are conveyed by language. But those mood changers in media are conveyed by physical space, by air pounding against your eardrums, by the things you see on the screen.
John Breslin's first exposure to a video essay came when he was least expecting it, in the middle of watching the 1999 film American Beauty. There's a scene in that film where a young man describes his recorded video footage of a plastic bag whirling in the wind.
That's the day I realized that there was this entire life behind things. And this incredibly benevolent force that wanted me to know that there was no reason to be afraid. Ever.
And so the movie went from being this narrative film, American Beauty went from being this narrative about maybe the redemption of a middle-aged white American man, to an essay about the hidden life behind things. And it was the film's best moment by far. And so I observed within a Hollywood narrative a sort of lovely lyric poem that really excited me.
Around that same time, Breslin decided to make his own video essay. He was living in Paris then, and the video shows what it's like to jog the empty Parisian streets in the early morning.
It was around this time I started running again. You know, jogging, something I haven't done since high school, and it turned out to be a surprisingly intimate way to see the city. A little spooky sometimes, but intimate, and so different from what I saw during the day.
The video essay then contrasts those images with footage of the streets bustling during the day. The footage is shaky and a bit grainy. Bresland himself was surprised when the online journal Blackbird published it.
Running is how I begin to feel a little less like a tourist, because even if I look ridiculous, I do know the names of these streets, and I know where they lead.
I was in no way familiar with film essay.
That's Jenna Zucker. She's a creative writing student at Interlochen Arts Academy and wasn't quite on board with the concept of video essays at first. Writers write, they don't make videos. That was her mindset, at least until John Breslin spoke to the group.
He kind of convinced us that, yeah, that's what writers do, but writers now are doing more, and you can do more than just the page. And I started thinking about it, and someone is so much more likely to listen to what I have to say and what I have to write if it's on a screen. We're all so unbearably connected to our screens, so by using sound and the screen to your advantage, people are probably a lot more likely to listen to what you have to say, and it can become a lot more powerful.
John Breslin says writing for video essays is quite different than writing for the page. The language has to be straightforward and simple. But he doesn't necessarily mind that trend. He once had a professor tell him that he wouldn't write anything in prose that he wouldn't say in a bar. For Interlochen Public Radio, I'm Dan Wanchura.